From Adam until now, God does not miss a beat. He does not miss a rhythm. He does not miss a time. And we're going to make sure we don't miss one either. This is Martin Zunder making sense for a living from my laundry room. 5 days a week. I also make sense on the weekends. You just don't know about it. I'm going to direct you to a website. It's really a web page. This is my source for what I am telling you concerning the years from Adam. Now, I've already told you one source, which is F.H. Bader's book, Chronology of the Bible. I love it when there is corroborating evidence. I don't even know who's responsible for this page I'm about to give to you. But you can go here for yourself. It's loaded. It's very interesting. I'm not giving you everything on this page, but I'm going to give you most of it, especially having to do with the years from Adam, obviously. It's bki.net. Yeah, bki.net/6000/6000aar.html. Did you get that? bki.net/6000, another backslash. I can't help it. That's what it is. 6000 AAR. No idea what that stands for. .html. So the very first year we're given is that Adam's creation to Seth's birth was 130 years. Seth's birth to Enosh's birth, 105 years. Enosh's birth to Canaan's birth, 90 years. Canaan's birth to Mahalalel's birth, the guy with all the L's, a ridiculous amount of L's, and a ridiculous amount of vowels, M-A-H-A-L-A-L-E-E-L. Ridiculous. 70 years, however. And from that guy's birth to his son Jared's birth, 65 years. On it goes. In Genesis chapter 5. And then we have the flood. We just add all those years up to the flood. It's 1,656 years from Adam. Noah's birth to the flood, 600 years. Noah's birth to the flood, 600 years. Reference Genesis 7:6. That brings us to 1656 from Adam. Flood to Ephraxad's birth. Who the hell is Ephraxad? It doesn't matter. Not to me, it doesn't. Anyway, in Genesis 11:10, that's a period of 2 years, 1658, from Ephraxad's birth to Salah's birth, 35 years. Now we're in Genesis 11. That's where this genealogical chronology picks up. Just add them up. 2, 35 plus 30 plus 34 plus 30 plus 32 plus 30 plus 29 plus 70. What's 70? That's Terah's birth to Abram's birth. That brings us to 1948 F.A. from Adam. 1948 F.A. Now, Abraham was born 1,948 years after Adam. And according, now this is what I put, no wait, everything I just gave you is in the Bible. Now, according to tradition, Adam began around, or Abraham began around age 52. This is a Jewish tradition, so, to worship God. Abraham did, which would put this 2,000 years after Adam. Now, I'm not putting any weight on that, but I do think that it's likely that 2,000 years after Adam, 2 days, we would have Abraham coming into God's stuff. But here's what I do put weight on. When did God make a covenant with Abraham? That's important because the covenant is a time peg. The covenant is a bridge. And for this, we have internal evidence from the scriptures. The Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 3:17, and this I say that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after cannot be disannulled, that it should make the promise of none effect. There you go. Galatians 3:17. The law came 430 years after the covenant God made with Abraham. And listen to this. Genesis 17:1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 90 and 9. They don't say 99 because it's the Bible. So instead of saying 99, they say 90 and 9. Just like instead of saying, threescore and 10, a man lives a good life at threescore and 10. They don't say 70. That would be easy. Instead, they say threescore, 20, a score is 20, 20, 40, 60, and 10 is 70. It's the Bible. Abraham Lincoln liked that kind of thing. You don't want to be direct, for the love of God. So 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and you know the rest. Or maybe you don't. Dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, and women, I might add. Don't give me trouble on that one. 87 years ago. Just say it. It's the Bible. So we have an important link here. We can see from this passage that God made an Aeonian covenant with Abraham and his seed when Abraham was 99 years old. Known by common people like me as 99 years old. So all we do then is add 99 to 1948, the year of Abram's birth, and we have 2047. It's calculator simple. Covenant between God and Abraham, Genesis 17, 1948, plus 99, 2047. The law was given, thanks to Paul, in Galatians 3:17. The law was given 430 years after the covenant. Why would Paul mention that? Here's one reason to give us a time bridge. Add 430 to 2047, and you get 2477. You see how kind of simple it is up to this point. Now, how can we prove that from the law to the temple was 480 years? That is Solomon's temple. 480 years. Well, for one thing, it states in 1 Kings 6:1 that building operations of the temple began 480 years after the children of Israel came out of Egypt, which in fact, it was just a few weeks before the law was given to Moses at Mount Sinai. And in case you are doubting this 480-year time frame, there is so much internal evidence, it's exhausting for me. It would be exhausting for me. But this is what I do. I exhaust myself in your service. Deuteronomy 2:7, Israel's wandering in the wilderness 40 years. We all know that. Joshua died at age 110. After judging for 16 years plus a four-year lapse, add all those things together and you get 20 years. Joshua died 110 after age 100. Oh, he was 110 years old, Joshua was. So you get 16 plus the 4, you get 20 years. Judges 3:8. Chushan, Rishathaim oppression. They were oppressed, Israel was, under Chushan, Rishathaim. Look, that'd be embarrassing to be oppressed by anyone, but to be oppressed by a man named Chushan Rishathaim, well, you know what? I guess that would be better than to be oppressed by a guy named, say, Ralph. That would be embarrassing. Yeah. Who were you oppressed by for 8 years? Some guy named Ralph. Oh, that would be embarrassing. However, if you were oppressed by Chushan Rishathaim, then that would be, well, of course you are impressed by or oppressed by, I would be impressed with the oppression of a man named that. That's Judges 3:8 if you don't believe me. Judges 3:11, Othniel delivered Israel 40 years of rest. He gave him 40 years of rest. He campaigned on that. I will give Israel 40 years of rest, a chicken in every pot, a chariot in every garage, and 40 years of rest. They voted him in at 40 years. It goes down the line. The Moabite oppression was 18 years, Judges 3:14. Canaanite oppression, 20 years. Midian oppression, 7 years. Gideon judged Israel for 40 years. You notice how the number 40 keeps sneaking in there? Wonder how that happens. Yeah, 40 is the number of... It's the number of trial, really. It's a number of a cycle of trial. 40 days and 40 nights. 40 years wandering in the wilderness. The Acts administration is 40 years. Kind of like testing. So Israel must have been tested under the judgeship of Gideon. Abimelech rules for 3 years. What a loser. 3? Well, you know what? I'd rather rule for 3 years than 40. 3 is a better number. 3 is the number of completion. Tolu judged Israel for 23 years. Totally lame number. Jair judged Israel for 22 years. Then came the Philistines and the Ammonites. The Philistines by themselves are bad enough. The Ammonites by themselves, a real pain in the arse. You put the Philistine and the Ammonite powers together, you have one heck of an oppression that lasted 18 years. On it goes, a total of 480 years. The reference here are Judges 3, Judges 4, Judges chapter 6, Judges chapter 8, 9. 3 references, Judges chapter 10. 1, 2, 3, 4 references, Judges 12, 1 Samuel 4, 8, Acts 13, 21. What's that about? How did Acts 13, 21 get in here? Great question. I have the answer. Samuel, the priest, judged for 20 years. But you don't get that until Acts 13, 21. Like how that's sewn in there. It's like there was a gap. Acts filled it in. Luke says, 20 years. Anyway, add it all up, 480 years. Now, the total years... until Solomon began building the temple, thus 480. We add that to the number we had previously, which was 2477. How did we get that number? We added 2047 to 430, which was, according to Paul, the law was given that many years after the covenant was made with Abraham. And when was the covenant made with Abraham? When the man was 99 years old. What year was he born? 1948. At 99, 2047. That's where we get 2047. We added 430, we get 2477. Now we add 480 years to the building of the temple. 2477 plus 480 equals 2957 FA. 2957 FA. Now, where am I on time here? Okay, I've been going long on you, straining your patience, but now we're into the nuts and bolts. How long was it between... this is your question, and I can't blame you for asking it. I would be disappointed if you didn't ask it. How long was it between the starting date of Solomon's temple and the captivity of Judah? Well, thanks for asking again. Solomon began building the temple in Jerusalem in the fourth year of his 40-year reign. So therefore, we need to take a look at the reigns, not the lifespans, the reigns of all the kings of Judah. The following details are obtained from internal evidence, that is, from the scriptures themselves. And we're going to have a period of 430 years here. Now, you might say, why 430? It was 480 with these other things. Why 430? I don't know. Ask God when you see him. But we get a number, 430, that we are going to daringly and boldly add to 2957. And see, these time bridges are provided by God in Scripture. What we're trying to figure out, to refresh your memory, is how long it was between the starting date of Solomon's temple and the captivity of Judah. The captivity of Judah is another great event. You see, we're sowing time bridges in between great events. The birth of the flood. Oh, the birth of Adam's first son. Big event. Here he comes. Now, the birth of Noah, or the age of Noah when the flood starts. That's important. The flood starts in, what was that? What is it? 1656 or something like that? Yeah. That's a big event. And then we have the birth of Abram. That's a big event. The beginning of the covenant when God calls Abraham, changed his name, whatever. That's a big event. And of course, the coming of the law 430 years later. That's a big event. Now we have another big event, the starting date of Solomon's temple and the captivity of Judah. Highlights. This is... the highlight reel. This is the highlight reel with dramatic music in the background, showing the high points of Israel's career. 1 Kings 6:1, Solomon, remainder of his reign, 36 years after the Well, it was four, yeah. He started building the temple in the fourth year. He had 36 years to go. That's mentioned in 1 Kings 6:1. Don't believe me? 1 Kings 14:21, Rehoboam reigned for 17 years. 1 Kings 15:2, Abijah reigned for 3 years. Wasn't that the name of a Steely Dan album? Oh, that was Asia. Sorry, Asia. This is Abijah. Okay. 2 Chronicles 16:13, Asa reigned for 41 years. I have a reference for every one of these. They're all from 2 Kings. We're looking at chapter 8, chapter 11, 12, 14, chapter 15, chapter 16, chapter 18, two references, chapter 21. I'm getting all this information from BKI.net. Don't believe me? Go here yourself and go to the scripture references. All these reigns listed, just add them up. Get a calculator. The names of the kings are Solomon, Rehoboam, Abijah, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jerom, Ahaziah, Athaliah, Joash, Amaziah, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Ammon, Josiah, Jehoahaz. Who's that? That's Jehoahaz. Who is he? He's the king of Judah. Judah was the folks in Jerusalem. There was the kings of Israel. They were up north in the Samaria region. Now, we have, who did I say that was? Jehoahaz. Then we have Jehoiakim. Then we have Jehoiachin. Then we have Zedekiah. Oops, bad news with Zedekiah. That's the last king of Judah, folks. He is, let's say, exported to Babylon. You add all these years together, 36, 17, 3, 41, 25, 8, 1, 6, 40, 29, 52, 16, 16, 29, 55, 2, 31, and the three-month reign of Jehoahaz. What, was he impeached or something? Then you have 11 years of Jehoiakim. That's embarrassing. That's worse than, who was the American president who died of pneumonia, like in his first few days? Not William Henry Harrison, no, Tyler? It was William Henry Harrison, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was. Poor guy. Anyway, add them up and you get 430. So, we started with 2957. Don't make me remind you how we got that number. I've done it enough. Add 430 years. Now we get 3387. 3,387 years from Adam. Now, what year was Zedekiah taken captive and led to Babylon? I'm going to save that for tomorrow because it's also juicy. You see, I'll give you a hint. It's like 586 BC. I do have one problem with that, and that is it's based on historical evidence, not internal evidence. But when you corroborate it with the 483 years of Daniel's prophecy from the time of the decree to from Babylon to rebuild the temple, from that time to Messiah the governor is 483 years. In other words, 69 sevens of years. 69 times 7 is 483. And at the end of that time, the Messiah should be around. He should be either starting his public ministry or, you know. And if we take 586 years from the captivity of Zedekiah, which was 586 BC, you add 586 years to 3387, you get 3973. That's interesting, because if you add 28 years to that, which was the time of Christ's public ministry, you're right around, like you're at 4,000 years. You're at 4,000 years. So the so-called BC ends. Now we're getting into the BC AD years, which is our invention, the time from Christ. Basically 3973. So this puts Adam at born or created, not born, created at 3973 BC. So there's been 3,973 years to the year zero, as we reckon, AD and BC. You start with zero, let's say, or, you know, there's give and take here. Jesus was born apparently in 3 AD. So you take 3 AD and in 28, the year 28 AD. Now, see, this is where I kind of falter, but we're really, really close here to 4,000 years from Adam and 2,000 years from now. I guarantee you that the actual time is absolutely accurate. Can we know without a shadow of a doubt, microscopically, of the day and the hour? I don't really think so, but we can be damn close. And remember, I'm not calling a date. I'm calling a season. I am calling a year. That's true. I'm out there with the year, so some think. However, when we see what's happening, as I'm going to show you in Luke 3 and 4, I've shown you that before. All the things that happened in the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar and all those other things. Again, I have to rely on scholars for that date. It's 28 AD. But we can pretty much know with certainty that Jesus, and this has been corroborated by other scholars, that Jesus died in 32 AD. That would give him a 3.5-year ministry. It's all so startlingly close that it makes me think that God wants us to know the time and the season. If not the hour and the minute, if not the day, he wants us to know the time and the season. And the season will be around a certain year. And if we can also align this with a constellation that has never been seen before, that is coming to the heavens to a theater near you on September 23rd, 2017, then I think we have so many elements coming together here that it would be stupid to deny it.